The goal is of that power play is to get you to chase and get out of position.
Well, up top a little bit, they had some movement, but yeah, they want to try and pull you out to an area where whether it's out to the boards or very high up to the point and get you out of position. Then try. They like to play a 2-on-1 game down low, but we really didn't give that to them this weekend. So, but we were patient. I thought our guys, like I said, did a real good job and didn't fall for all the movement and get drawn out to places where they would open up that 2-on-1 down low for them. So, but they're good. They're a good team. I thought Friday was a real good game, and Saturday we just needed a spark. We needed a goal there just to get us going and get the building. Great crowd there, and we just could not find that little spark to get that fire going.
The Tanner Carroll, Alex Patan, Ryan Fernline, quiet pretty much all weekend. But I thought really quiet on Saturday night.
Yeah, and Alex is in the box. He's taking penalties, and you can't do that. And I don't know, if they're all penalties or they're not penalties, but you have to be careful. And I think part of it's frustration, and they want to do well, and they want to do well for the team and their leaders, Tanner and Alex, and obviously they became frustrated, I thought, in the game, and with all the penalties and the power play wasn't working, it's easy to get discouraged, and that's where you have to stay with the game plan. You can't let a little adversity get to you, and I thought we did. I thought this is the first time we showed in a long, long time, a little adversity get to us. And now we haven't been behind by that much in a long time either. So, having said that, it's just one game against a very good team, and we're right in the thick of things for home ice in the playoffs still. I know we're running out of games here, but we still have 10 games left, so there's a lot of points at stake, and a lot can happen between now and the end of the season.
There are a lot of points at stake. And we can talk about that and the playoff picture when we come back. It's more of the Mel Pearson Show right here on Mix 93. If you have a question for Coach, you can email it to me, dj@themix93.com.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance? Join the crowd. Whether you're single, married, have a house full of kids, are retired and aging gracefully, whatever your situation, the Turbo Agency can help you put together an insurance program that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. The Turbo Agency, an independent insurance agency, offering more insurance companies to choose from. More choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. The Turbo Agency, serving the entire Keweenaw from downtown Hancock.
Holy Brisket! Now at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, the all-new Brisket Burger. A custom blend of brisket, chuck, and short rib served on a toasted brioche bun. This special blend is the tastiest burger around. If you're really hungry, try the Big Hog. The Library's Brisket Burger stuffed with Italian sausage, topped with aged cheddar cheese, tasty crispy onion tanglers, and barbecue sauce. The Brisket Burger and the Big Hog. Not just new toppings, new burgers, period. Only at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub.
With United Express flights direct to Chicago, the possibilities are endless. Well-timed flights from Houghton County Memorial Airport provide passengers with access to nearly 570 daily flights heading to more than 125 domestic and more than 30 international destinations. United connects Chicago to more of the world than any other airline. Plus, frequent flyer members can accrue United Mileage Plus miles to use for award travel on United and its 28 Star Alliance partners. It's close to home and reliable. Book now at united.com.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have a $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room, the smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease, the smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it, protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family with Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, Nominelli, and Joe Strong. Give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call for your superior smile, 482-3621.
It's the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. We'll have your questions coming up a little bit later. A lot of them coming in, Coach. And we'll do that a little bit later on this half hour. Right now, let's talk a little bit about the playoff picture, if we could. And I wanted to ask you, Coach, we have 10 games left. And I know coaches hate this when media ask them. But do you have a number wins in your mind? Well, because that's my job. Do you have a number in mind that you think we would need to win to get home ice?
A number to win to get home ice?
Well, I'm thinking we need to win 6 or seven games, and they got to be the right games against the certain teams, obviously.
Well, I mean, first and foremost is you have to take care of your games, and then you can't worry about anybody else. But I think to be safe, I mean, I think eight would be to me. I think if you can win eight games, you're going to be in the game for home ice in the playoffs. So, you know, we have obviously five games at home. You have to win your five games at home, and then you got to find a way to grind out, you know, a few wins on the road. So, and we can do that. We can do that. So it's not impossible. Now, having said that, you know, six might get you home ice in the playoffs. There's just so many scenarios that could happen, and so many teams that are, you know, playing each other that are fighting for position. And also, Ferris and Minnesota State will have a big say, I believe, in who gets home ice in the playoffs, because most of the teams we're battling with for home ice have to play either Ferris or Minnesota State or both of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, we talked about Northern Michigan and how they've kind of set themselves up for a pretty good opportunity here. And, you know, if we are able to sweep them, that would really put us in a pretty good position, too.
Well, no question. I mean, that's why every weekend's important, you know, and some teams aren't playing this weekend, so we have to try and find a way to continue to get points. And we talk about that a lot, Dirk, you and I, you know, is you have to get points on the anywhere you can. Every weekend you have to try and pick up points. If you can do that, you're going to be in good shape at the end of the year, you know. I mean, our first goal, obviously, right now is just to make the playoffs. I mean, it's there's so many tight teams bunched up there, and there's so many different scenarios that we have to find a way to get in the playoffs. And once you get in the playoffs, then, you know, it's a new season. Anything can happen. And I think with our team, we can beat anybody on any given night. So first and foremost is get in the playoffs. Is home ice still a goal? Yes, it is. We still have that on our goals board. We have not wiped that out or eliminated that yet until we're mathematically eliminated. We'll keep that on the board because there's still a lot of things that can happen.
Take away Ferris State and Minnesota State coach and us. Who do you think is the best team playing right now out of the bunch of teams that are really trying to make that home ice?
Wow, you know, everybody seems to be
It's hard to pick, isn't it?
Everybody's splitting. Yeah. You know, Bowling Green split this weekend. Mm-hmm. I would have said, you know, Bowling Green, you know, they had a little bit of a run there after we saw them. But, you know, I think everybody's there's not much to choose, to pick and choose between these teams. And it's a strong league. And, I mean, every given night, anyone can beat anyone, anywhere. So it's really hard to say. No one has established himself. And that's what you'll see. The one team that can get on a little bit of a roll here in the last 10-8 games and get some wins under the belt will emerge with that home ice playoff spot.
I think a lot of the teams that we're battling with along with us play Alabama Huntsville. To me, they're a scary team right now because I have a feeling they're going to be part of who makes it and who does not make it going into this.
Well, and that's maybe the other team I should have mentioned, that they're going to have a lot to say about it too. You know, for example, I know they go up and play up in Alaska this weekend. So, and then they can play us, and I believe Bemidji gets them. I think Northern gets them, and maybe Lake Superior. So all the teams were right in the thick of things with play Huntsville. So Huntsville will have something to say about it. Obviously, you know, they're pretty close to being out of the playoffs at this point. I mean, they still have a mathematical chance, so they still have something to play for. But they're not going to quit. I mean, their coach, Mike Corbett's done, a good job considering the circumstances. And, you know, and you look at the scores, and there's a lot of tight games in those losses, so you're right. They're not an automatic out, as Bowling Green found out, as I think Anchorage, you know, found out a tie a couple weeks ago. So you still have to go in and play the game and beat them.
They'll be joining us for Winter Carnival, which will be very exciting. And you know, it just looking at the standing, and just trying to think all the scenarios, and you know, where do we end up? And it's just it's really complicated this season, and with the games at hand still with on a couple of teams, so much ground can be made up in just a couple of games.
Well, it can, and the thing about games in hand is you have to win them. It's nice to have them, but you still have to go out and win the games. But and that's why as a team and as coaches, you have to make sure your team's focusing on the old cliche, one game at a time, and the most important game is your next game, and you know, and then you have to control what we can control, and that's our games, and we have to play obviously better than we did Saturday. We have to play like we did the two periods on Friday night against a good team, you know, with some energy and some zip and some emotion to our game, but we have to sprinkle in that discipline also, and you know, and then our goaltending situation.
My next question.
Yeah, the goaltending situation has to sort itself out. I thought Jamie did a good job on the weekend. Wasn't much of a factor in Saturday's game. I mean, there wasn't, he didn't have to do much, you know, and you're looking for a couple saves here or there, and that's the difference, you know. You watch some of the other games, and, you know, the Bemidji goalie goes in and gets a shutout in Alaska, you know, up in Fairbanks, and he made critical saves at critical times for their team. You know, they got four goals, Bemidji against Fairbanks, but, you know, Walsh made some critical saves at critical times that can really sway the game, and that's what we're looking for from our goalies, you know, stop the ones you should and then make that maybe that big save.